Welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amdis Technology. This is Inder Priya, Manager for Marketing and Alliances in Amdis. So today we are tackling a topic that sits right at the intersection of efficiency, cost, and technology. The topic is capacity intelligence, data to drive the FinOps decisions. We have done deep dives into FinOps before, listeners, from the basics of cost governance to the role of generative AI. But the true financial optimization in the cloud is a continuous journey, as we all know. So it's not just one-time cost cutting. In that context, one of the most powerful yet often misunderstood tools on that journey is capacity intelligence. So to walk us through that, what means in practice, we are joined by a genuine expert who has implemented this successfully in his role, Rohit Mishra, Head of Cloud FinOps at Analog. Hello, Rohit. Welcome to Cloud Tech Talks.
Hi, Sindhu. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here and sharing my insights on this topic.
Great. Let's get in to the topic, Rohit. So we know capacity management has always been around, so it's not a new concept. So but with the advent of AI and ML, how is the cloud world shifting from the traditional capacity management to capacity intelligence? So what's the fundamental difference this intelligence is bringing up, Rohit?
Sure. So see, when we talk about traditional capacity management, it is more about checking, say, like the infra metrics, which can be your CPU or storage, and whether they are within the threshold. Or so it is more of an operation viewpoint. When I think about, say, capacity intelligence, I see it more as the smarter data-driven version of capacity management. Basically, what we are doing as part of capacity intelligence is we are adding a FinOps lens. So basically, we are combining different infra metrics, which can be your CPU, IOPS, storage, with the business metrics, which are more of like, say, transaction volumes or the API calls. So now, instead of just saying our CPU usage is 30%, we are asking that, is that 30% sufficient for the business activity that is taking place? So that sort of joining point between the infra metrics and also the business context is what truly defines capacity intelligence.
All right. So it's connecting the dots with the data in place, to be of precise. Is that correct?
Yes. So when we are saying connecting the dots between two things, between your infra metrics and also the business volumes.
Got it. So hearing that, Rohit, it makes me wonder, why do so many organizations still treat right sizing as a reactive or manual task rather than a continuous data-driven process? Why was capacity planning historically an afterthought all the time?
Yeah. Sure. To be honest, I think it is because most of the organizations, they still work in silos. So what I mean by that is, suppose if you have your Unix or your infra team, they will see that, say, the CPU use is not very high, right? And they will then just go ahead and they will try to reduce the CPU count. While on the other hand, suppose if you have your finance team or your cloud FinOps team, they will see that the bills are going high. And then they will come and work only on the cost aspect. So as you said, both the teams, they are not really connecting the dots. So when we try to do any sort of sizing, it mostly comes after the cost has gone up. So it is more of a reactive step. While if you have, say, a mature FinOps team, you would try to automate it. So say if your CPU is under 25% for 1 month, and at the same time you're seeing that your business volumes have not gone down, then that is a indication that you need to go and you need to merge both these dashboards and try to see if you can bring down the CPU count. So when there is this type of what I say a continuous feedback loop, the entire activity, it shifts from being reactive to proactive, which is the whole point of doing this entire capacity intelligence dashboards.
Got it. So it's no more a reactive process. It's more of a proactive approach with all the insights already in place. Got it. So it's nothing without the data, isn't it? Right. So let's talk about the fuel for this engine. For our listeners who are building out a new FinOps practice, what do you think are the critical types of data sources or the technical metrics that they need to accumulate to build a reliable capacity intelligence model?
Yes, absolutely. So this is a very, very important point. So if you want to build a reliable model, you need a full view. And when I say a full view, it means you need to have your technical data, you need to have your application data, as well as you need to have your business data. So first thing is technical side, right?
Technical
so
data.
You are mostly looking at your CPU, IOPS, network throughput, basically all these kind of infra metrics which you can get from your native tools, say like you have your OCI monitoring tools or your CrowdWatch, or you also have your in-house tools. So then
yes,
you get all these infra metrics which comes under the technical side. Then you add on the top of it, you add your application metrics, which can be say your like API volumes, your HTTP calls or your concurrent connections. And finally, on top of this application metrics, you also add then the business data, which is your trade volumes. It can be your number of users. If you're talking about, say, a banking domain, it can also be your payment transactions. So when technical, application plus business volumes, when everything are at this is in the same dashboards, then you would see that the patterns would start to emerge. So when a business activity has gone up, only then you will see that your CPU is also going up, and then that is something which is expected and it is considered good. But business volume has dropped, and even then, if you see your CPU is not going down, you have lots of wastage. If you are able to build a model where you are not just seeing, say, one side, but you are seeing the infra plus application plus, then it becomes very easy to then go ahead and take the steps to bring down the cost.
Got it. So that's interesting, Rohit. So let's assume I am a CloudFinOps beginner. I've now understood from you that what is capacity intelligence, and I have accumulated all the critical data points, as you said, the technical data, application data, and the business data points, and then I've generated fantastic utilization reports with the FinOps tools or the Meiji tools. So, but don't you think my CEO can simply move it down the table as long as it is not addressing any critical business needs at that point? Right. So how crucial do you think is it to correlate the technical metrics with the business metrics? And how do you think you can practically achieve that connection?
Yes, absolutely. So see, it is an absolute must, because if you are checking only the technical infra metrics, or if you're checking only the business KPIs, that is not going to give you the full story. So say if your volumes, if you are checking only the business KPIs, and if you see that the business volumes have dropped by 30%, if at the same time you're not going to check the infra part, and if the CPU is not going down, you are not going to catch that wastage. So what we have to basically do is we have to correlate the both by getting both of them as part of the same view, and we can do this using different dashboards. So say you might show something like the CPU usage per 1000 transactions, or we can have a chart like cost per API call, and when, or we can also have some a chart like, say, where you have you are plotting the volumes on the x-axis, and at the same time the amount of cores which is used to handle that volume, you have that on the y-axis. if you are able to build dashboards in this way, where on the same chart you have your infra as well as the business metrics, then it becomes very easy to find out that how both of them are trending at the same point. And that is when actually you will start to track how efficient your workloads are. And this is the whole point of capacity intelligence, right? That you are not just using the infra language, but you are also making sure that your infra is trending in the same way as the businesses. You need to have both of them as part of the same dashboards.
All right. So totally connected. In that way, we could achieve what we actually want. Got it. So a new experience, Rohit. So let's get practical. Can you share an example from your experience with our listeners where the capacity utilization data directly influenced a FinOps decision?
Yes, sure. So I can give you an example of one of our customer. So this particular customer, they used to have, say, 2 weeks of marketing campaign. And the input which we got was that the volumes will go up, say, by 4 times. So what the ops team did, they will always add 4 times the infra, which is the CPU, you know. So because the input was the volumes will go up by 4 times, so ops team will always add, okay, if it is 4 times business, the infra should also be into 4 times. And that is when our team came in. So we analyzed the historical data. Those data points, we put it on a chart, on a dashboard. On x-axis, we put in, say, the amount of the business volumes. And then on the y-axis, we put in the amount of cores, which is the CPU cores, which we need to handle that load. And then based on this historical data points, we found out that, okay, if your business volume goes up, say, by 4 times, you don't need to increase the infra also by 4 times. If you just increase the, say, infra by 2.5 times, that will work. And then we gave this input to the ops team, and it all went well, and we didn't find any impact on the functioning. But because we didn't raise the infra by 4 times, there was a huge amount of cost avoidance, you know. And this is just case of one application. Same way we had different applications. Some were CPU heavy, some were storage heavy. So we were able to give the actual actionable input to the teams based on the different dashboards and the different data points we were able to analyze. So yeah, and that's the beauty of capacity intelligence, right? You are not just cutting down on the cost, but you are actually making sure that the cost which is coming, it is as per your business requirements.
Got it. So it depends upon the business requirements. I think this conveys a better idea on how capacity intelligence could bring benefits to the cloud practitioners practically. Thank you for that, Rohit. So the shift from reactive management to proactive capacitive intelligence clearly shows how FinOps is evolving from a cost-cutting function to a strategic business driver. Thank you for your time with us. But wait for Rohit, listeners. This marks the end of this episode, but not the topic. We have part 2 coming up shortly. Wait for it. Don't forget to subscribe our podcast for recent episode notifications. Till then, enjoy your cloud journey.